The headlines have become almost routine. Cyber criminals throughout the world taking down public and private networks and stealing money and data. But the Secret Service has a special weapon in the form of Special Agent Tate Jarrow. Working in an interagency fashion, he's become a leading federal cybercrime investigator. His work has led to some big-time indictments, and it's landed him a spot as a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and he joins me now. Tate, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
Tell us how the Secret Service fits into the whole federal panoply here of people that are looking at cyber criminals in the first place.
Sure. It's a good question because certainly from an outside perspective, it's a pretty confusing space in terms of who's operating in the cybersecurity and cyber investigation world. So the United States Secret Service, we run and we're responsible for conducting cyber investigations that affect the financial industry. And we're involved by creating electronic crimes task forces all around the country. We have 37 domestically and 2 internationally. And in these task force, we have law enforcement partners, private sector industry partners, and academic partners. And through those partnerships, we conduct outreach, we share information, and the overall goal is to improve cybersecurity across the nation. And then part of that, of course, is cyber investigation, which is what I personally have been involved in the last 6 years or so.
And cyber investigation involves what sorts of activities?
So cyber investigation is investigating any crime that touches the cyber world. So specifically, for example, we're talking about things like hacks of large financial institutions such as banks, brokerage firms, or smaller crimes where a small store might have malware installed in their computer to steal credit card information. Famously, the Target case from a few years ago, investigated by the Secret Service, is an example of that. So those types of things. But basically, if you think about crime right now, almost every crime touches the internet or cyberspace in some way. And through our ECTF, generally speaking, we can be involved in any of those investigations.
Now, we should let the audience know that you're fairly young on the spectrum of federal employees, and especially of people that have been around long enough to get a SAMMY's award at 33. How did you get into this whole field in the first place?
I kind of fell into it, I guess. The way Secret Service special agents' careers progress is we start, of course, by going to various training programs that last about 6 to 8 months, and then we're initially assigned to a field office somewhere in the United States. I was assigned to the New York field office, and as part of that, when a special agent in the Secret Service in a field office has a dual mission. We conduct protection assignments to support protection for both domestic and foreign protectees, and then we also do the investigative mission, investigate crimes that impact the financial industry. And when I was in New York, because of I had a little bit of background in some computer stuff, I had a minor in my college in computer science. They recruited me into our electronic crimes task force, which is where the agents who do cybercrime are located. And I just started there. I had some great mentors from some older agents at the time. And then I just gained experience by doing investigations. And that's really how I got to where I am now.
Now, your citation for the SAMMY's program says that in 2015, your work led to 3 individuals being indicted for using stolen data to orchestrate a widespread stock manipulation scheme, artificially raising the value of low-volume stocks and then selling them at inflated prices. Tell us how that case came down.
Yeah, that's one of the cases that I worked on, one of the larger cases. Like so many of these cases, victim institutions will call the Secret Service and report that they've had an incident, a cyber incident, such as a network intrusion or basically a bad guy conducting unauthorized access to their network. So in that case, you know, we received notification from a victim, which started off the investigation. And then, as you can imagine, these investigations are very complex, deal with a lot of data, a lot of different paths of investigative places where we could go down, and with a lot of work on my part and the part of the partners in the investigation, the other case agent on the case was an FBI case agent. We were able to successfully bring a resolution to the case by arresting these 3 individuals.
We're speaking with Tate Jarrow. He's a special agent at the Secret Service and a 2016 SAMMY's finalist. And what happens if the investigation leads to people overseas in foreign countries that may or may not be all that cooperative with the United States?
Well, that's a great question, because in this space, in cyber investigation, I would say the vast majority of suspects are located overseas. Luckily, the Secret Service and the U.S. government at large, we have great partners located overseas in allied countries, and leveraging those contacts and leveraging the relationships that we have in these countries, we're able to work with them to bring these people to justice and do law enforcement activity overseas, even though we as the United States don't have the authority. We rely on those foreign countries to execute requests that we make.
And what about the companies that might be affected? I know J.P. Morgan Chase figured into one of your investigations. You mentioned Target and so forth. What role do the directly affected parties play in this whole complex?
Well, victim, like I said before, the partnerships that we have with private sector is so important. From a prevention perspective in cybersecurity, and then investigatively, when we have a victim institution or any victim, an individual, a small organization, whatever it might be, being able to work with them and have the trust to share the information is so critical. So in a victim institution, they're the ones who know what happened on their network. They can explain to us how the bad guys did what they did, and that information is critical for us to pick up and then start our investigation from those small breadcrumbs using our law enforcement tactics and techniques to continue the investigation that will hopefully result in figuring out who conducted the act and then getting our hands on them and bringing them back to the United States for justice to stand trial.
Now, cyber criminals tend to be pretty adaptive to when they're methodologies are discovered. Do you find that in the course of this work that you can establish certain procedures and databases of information that might be helpful universally for organizations to be able to apply and protect their own networks?
What you're describing is a continued program that the U.S. government has in many different forms, in our ECTFs, but also in through DHS and U.S. CERT. We have many information sharing methods, methodologies, and programs set up to help private industry get information about current trends and current indicators from cyber criminals so that they can use that to help protect their network.
I know you can't disclose the methodologies that you use, but is it fair to say that it's both a combination of old-fashioned detective work and online work?
Yes, absolutely. And I think cyber investigation, to me, is fascinating in that sense. We may not have physical evidence like you would think, or that would exist in a more pedestrian crime, such as, I don't know, a bank robbery, where there would be video surveillance and there would be maybe fingerprints, and you would know serial numbers on money that was stolen. In cyber, we have the same types of fingerprints, but they're just generally digitally based. Instead of fingerprints of a person, we have an IP address, which is a fingerprint of a computer. And so we follow the same types of clues that are left behind by criminals, just like in a traditional or a more pedestrian physical crime. We do the same thing. It's just done in the cyber world. And then, of course, to your point, at the end of the day, we conduct physical search warrants of people's residences to collect electronic data. We conduct interviews. And a lot of the standard investigative techniques that have been done for decades.
Tate Jarrow is a special agent at the Secret Service and a 2016 SAMMY's finalist. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.